You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Throughout his career, Tom Brady was undefeated against the Dallas Cowboys. Jeremy, 7-0.
Uh-oh, not last night.
Last night, the little old team from Texas annihilated Brady and his Buccaneers in a wild card playoff game.
How about he was so pouty? Oh my gosh, he was so pouty. And how about this?
Too.
How about this Brett Maher guy? My God.
Well, let's talk about the only What's thing that deal? Went wrong for the Cowboys was their kicker.
What's his
the
deal?
The first kicker in NFL history to miss 4 extra points in one game. He missed the first 4 and then finally converted when the Cowboys scored a 5th touchdown. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, we watched a good chunk of that game last night.
Did you?
Like, 1, oh, that sucks. 2, whoa, bummer. What are the odds? 3, are you kidding me? And then I went to bed. I didn't hear about the 4th until this morning. I was like, this poor guy. Like, at that point, it's in your head, you know? It's just in your head that you're going to miss, and you do.
Yeah, in baseball, I think they call it the yips, where like a second baseman will get a ground ball, and when he tries to throw to, you know, make the out at first, he throws it away, and it gets in their head, so they cannot make the throw.
Oh yeah,
it just keeps them. And I don't see why kickers wouldn't be the same.
I think that's exactly what happened last night, and a lot of his teammates were coming to his defense at the end of the game, and some of them were like, you know what, I've had some really blankety blank games, and you know what, this was his. So
I gotta tell
he's gonna be
like
practicing
that.
A lot.
Except from what I've seen, the Cowboys quarterback was not coming to his defense and was being kind of pissy about it.
Well, you know, yeah.
Because he had a good game.
Sure.
He had a great game.
He missed
but,
4 points, dude.
Not.
Yeah, well, they
four
still
points.
Won. I guess if they had lost the game by, like, you know, 3
right.
points or something, then,
right.
then you'd be like, dude.
Anyway. Governor Polis will deliver his State of the State address this morning. Don't you love the name of that?
That sounds very official, doesn't it? Very important.
He'll give that address this morning at the Colorado State Capitol. He supposedly, Jeremy, is going to discuss trying to fix Colorado's crime rate.
Okay.
But also his vision to make the state run entirely on renewable energy by 2040.
This is the big thing now, isn't it? This is the big push.
Yeah.
This is
kind of
it.
An aggressive
it really
plan,
is.
But I would like to see it happen.
Yeah.
So well, let's go back to that thing about being in a bad mood. And look, we all get grumpy from time to time, and some people are perpetually grumpy. But a new study has found that being in a bad mood could be a good thing for you, as long as it's just every once in a while, because it actually changes the wiring in your brain a little bit. It makes you more careful, more analytical. It makes you more detail-oriented. You might actually get more done.
Okay.
Because it adjusts your brain network a little bit. So while you may not be popular with a bunch of people around you, if you fall into a funk and you're in a bad mood, man, you should really get right to work because you probably
you got
get
mad
a
focus.
Lot done.
Okay. All right.
So,
okay, I kind of see it.
And then the last thing I've got here, I'm going to be staying in a hotel room next week for the whole week. There's many bars in there. I don't touch them. Too expensive. I cannot see paying $7 for a bag of M&Ms when I can just go down to King Supers and get me a bag of M&Ms,
that's right?
Right. Well, they do have little mini fridges in rooms, too, so that if you go to the store like I do, I'll get some bottled waters, get some stuff like that. I stick them in the little mini fridge. Well, now there's apparently a trend of some hotels, and who knows if this is going to increase, that they're now putting signs on the mini fridge that says if you even use the fridge, you're going to be charged $50.
Right. It's the sensors in there, the weight thing.
Yes.
I think this is getting blown out of proportion just a little bit.
You do?
I do, because I think people don't know that a lot of those are on the sensors and weight
sure.
and all that. So they do come in and they shove their breakfast burritos in there and whatever, and they're not thinking, and boom, you automatically get charged the $50. So the hotel is just letting you know that, yes, you will be charged if you use this, and it's probably a pain in the butt for them to, like, go through and remove it from your bill, and you have to go down and explain, and
I think that's
what this is.
I'm sure, yes, it is, actually. But see, the problem is with the whole sensor thing in the first place. Because it's a lazy way for the hotel to try to milk a few more bucks from you, because with the sensor, if you go in and look at something and decide you don't want it and set it back, yeah, you get charged for it. And there's no place on earth where that's a good idea. Like, you can't even move things around in there to look to see if there's something you want without getting charged. Mm. They need a new system.
Yeah.
They need a new system. And now, putting your own stuff in the fridge and charging you $50. No.
Not cool, bro.
No.
Not cool.
I want to, you know, be the hotel that doesn't do that and then market that fact, and you'll, like, lure some business away from the
other.
Isn't
that one of the best things about having a fancy hotel room, though, is having your little fridge? That is just the best. When you go in and you open the cabinet, you're like, oh, thank God there's a fridge in here.
Yes. You know, more important than
the water?
To me are the little safes in the rooms. The rooms that have safes, I love.
False sense of security, but yes. Yeah, yeah.
Well, not really. Why
anyone can get in there into those safes. And you got, there's a ton of YouTube videos about, there's like a hotel code that it's like you hit a certain, you know, pattern of numbers and go 1-1-1 and they all open.
Whatever.
Everybody at the hotel knows.
You're
going
to tell me if I took you across the street right now, you could bust into a hotel safe?
Probably, yeah.
You could.
And not
do
to
that.
Mention, they've got, you know, keys for those things if you don't.
If I took you across the street right now, you could get into a hotel
I'd
safe.
Have to go back and do my research, but I've seen the videos online
you
about how there is a master
high.
Code.
You have reached a new high in your...
There's a master code that you can get into the safes of the hotels.
I know you think highly of yourself, but now...
Hey, it's just what I learned on the internet, that's all. I'm not MacGyver.
I could break into a hotel safe.
I think there's probably a pretty good chance that you could figure it out with the resources at your fingertips on the Google.
All right. I still would like the safe because it's worked for me for the last 20
years. And really, doesn't the cleaning staff just carry around like a wad of keys, and there's like a master key for these safes? You know, they can just open them up. Yeah, like a key.
There's no key to it.
Yes, there is. If you pop off the front panel, there's a key to get into it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at me.
People, be
Jeremy,
afraid of your...
safe expert.
The latest thing to be afraid of,
yeah,
your hotel room safe.
I'm not saying don't be afraid of it. I'm just saying it's a
you
false sense
me,
of
man.
Security.
All right. I'll stop you.
Somebody from the hotel industry, call, text, have my back.
Yeah. And then I want to know how many have actually been broken into. Because lightning does strike
thousands.
People. I'm aware of
thousands
that.
Thousands of times.
All right. What else is trending?
Hey, here's Jaron Sports. An iconic piece of Kobe Bryant memorabilia hitting the auction block. It's a jersey worn in 25 games during his 07-08 MVP season. Sotheby's has it. They are expecting this jersey to go between $5 and $7 million
Oh, for God's sake.
For one single jersey. I mean, for essentially probably like $3 worth of fabric, right? $7 million. So that is an insane
number.
And
what do you
number.
Do with that jersey?
You frame it and you put it on your wall and you brag about it, I guess. I don't know.
I guess what you do is you buy it, Jer, and then you hope that in 2 years you can sell it for $1 million.
You could probably flip it in a few years. It's actually probably an extremely good investment for the extremely wealthy. It's like buying art or anything
those,
like that.
A lot of times it's those casinos that buy them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then they frame them and they put them up as like a curiosity for
yeah,
people.
It's truly an investment, so you know, whatever.
What
if you got the
you
money
buy?
Laying around,
what would you personally
Ooh,
buy?
God, that's a good question, man. I don't
like,
know.
Would you buy something from Pearl Jam or something?
That would be pretty sweet, like a guitar or something, or some signed,
yeah, would
you know,
get
a set list
guitar?
Or something like that. That'd be pretty sweet. I would. That'd be pretty darn cool.
How much
actually.
Would you pay?
I don't know. I don't know what those go for. I mean, maybe 10 grand, upwards of 10 grand maybe, for something that's really good and you know it would be an investment and it would make money.
There were some John Lennon handwritten lyrics that came up a while back, and they were saying that the bid might not be more than 20, 25,000, mm-hmm. and I thought about it.
Yeah. Again, you put that in a safe and...
but just not a hotel
just safe. Just not a hotel safe, because anyone can get into those. The story about the Waffle House this morning. Now, I think it's just one specific Waffle House. I don't think this is a company-wide thing, but the story is talking about how chain restaurants are essentially being pressured to accept custom off-menu orders that have gone viral as online hacks, like on TikTok or something.
Okay.
Somebody at this Waffle House posted a sign at the register that said, "Order from the menu. We are not making anything you saw on TikTok." We're not doing it.
Them.
So I guess there is this hack going around for a giant waffle cheeseburger, and that's a video you're going to want to search up today right after the safe videos. And this menu, this hack, is going to cost you like $20 to $30, but it's a giant cheeseburger, and the buns are a waffle, and it looks delicious, and you got your bacon, egg, and cheese, and bacon on it, and it looks really good.
So do you just work around? You buy just one of each, and then you just put them together yourself?
The videos I saw, it was assembled for you. I mean, just think of a giant Belgian waffle, then two of them, and then within it, the contents of a hamburger.
And
my God. Why not?
What did we make that one time?
That was a donut cheeseburger.
That's right. So what's donut the diff?
Probably not as glazy.
Sure, but
not
I
as
mean,
glazy.
As far as the ingredients, I mean, a donut
nothing
and a
really
waffle,
different.
They've got to be in the same family.
The size of it is what mattered. I mean, you think of a donut, think of that, and then think of a giant round Belgian waffle. And then
right,
that is a cheeseburger.
You could get a couple of Eggos. Right? Because those are not
huge. Yeah, you could. If you really hate your body. I mean, really, if you think about it, having the waffle as the buns of your hamburger just sounds fantastic and delicious. And
yeah.
Put a little syrup on it, and you get the savory and the sweet. Make sure you have the bacon and the cheese in there. Holy crap.
Go back
done
and answer
and
my question.
Done.
When's the last time you had an Eggo? Have you ever had an Eggo?
Yes, because we buy the Costco box of Eggos for the kids. It's okay. Probably been at least within the past 6 months. I've popped one in and just nom, 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 nom.
How was it?
Horrible.
Oh, really?
They're not the Eggos that we grew up with, Dom. They're really like skinny now, kind of, you know, flat and kind
my
of
stepdaughter
flavorless
gets them all the time.
They're flavorless. Ugh. You know what? Let's skip the rest of what I have and jump right into clickbait. It's
stupid. You
don't
want to put anything else in?
Nah, we'll get to the, this whole 2 week notice story might just be a bigger topic. I don't know. This TikTok trend where they're encouraging people to stop giving the 2 week notice.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't
that might
know.
Be a bigger...
It might be. If not, we'll get to it in the second trending, but let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
So ridiculous.
We could even
today.
Do the, at 7 this morning if you want.
Yeah, maybe.
We can move the one we've got at 7 today to tomorrow if you want to make it more of a conversation.
Yeah, we could.
We like to change on the fly.
I don't know. I don't know which side I'm falling on this whole 2 week noticing, but anyway.
That's why we should talk
about it. I know. Because there's pros and cons. Anyway, Facebook is where you can find our clickbait. We post a lot of cool stuff on there. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. We usually post a lot of cool stuff. Today, Slim Pickens. But there is a video that's making the rounds that shows a beaver in the woods. Did you watch this?
No. What's he doing?
Farting.
Oh, you would post that.
The headline is do beavers fart in the woods? Yes. Anyway, it's the cutest little thing, and this little beaver is blowing bubbles in the water because he's farting so much. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
It'll crack a smile when you watch it.
All right.